Why do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And my name is Carolyn.
And your English will improve today. We're talking about good habits to have. And this is a good thing to talk about. Well, everybody has habits. Many of us have good habits. Of course, most people also have some bad habits that maybe need to be changed. So in our lesson today, we're going to be learning about some habits that will be helpful in your life. Well, speaking of habits, can you name any good habits that you have right off the top of your head? Do you have any good habits? Carolyn, what are some of your good habits?
Well, let's see. I wash my hands before I eat. That's a good habit.
Yes.
I brush my teeth at least twice a day. That's a good habit.
Another good habit.
I don't go to bed early. That's a bad habit. Yes. Gabe, do you have any good habits?
Well, you know, I forgot all of my good habits until you mentioned some. Washing my hands before I eat, brushing my teeth before I go to bed. You know, I just do them so often that I don't even think about them. I guess that's what it means to have a habit. You do it so often, you don't even think about it. Well, right now it's time for us to get started with our lesson, learning about some good habits to have.
Good habits to have. 16 habits to live by. Philosopher Aristotle once said, "Good habits formed at youth make all the difference." It's true that the habits we form early usually stay with us, but it is never too late to learn new ones. Habits worth developing. Number 1. Establish a daily schedule. It's easier to face the day if you know what to expect. Plus, new habits are easier to follow if they are part of your normal day. Number 2. Eat breakfast. Breakfast provides the fuel your body needs to get started each day.
Hello, friends. This is your Word Lady, Ellen. Everyone has good habits and bad habits. In today's article, we'll learn some good habits that are worth having. But before we start, let's take a look at our vocabulary for the day. Philosopher. Philosopher is a noun. Confucius was a well-respected teacher and philosopher. Schedule. Schedule is a noun. Mark has a really busy schedule now that he's going to school and working too. Fuel. Fuel is a noun. The government is searching for cleaner fuel sources. Disease. Disease is a noun. The disease spread very quickly throughout the region. Your more information words are Aristotle. Aristotle is a noun. Sounds like some good, important information. Let's dive right in.
All right, well, those are some good habits so far. Let's go back to the top of our lesson here today. Right next to our title, we see the phrase 16 habits to live by. All right, we're going to learn about 6 of those habits today, and we have more to learn about in tomorrow's lesson. These are great habits to live by. That's a good phrase to know, right, Carolyn?
It is a great phrase to know. If you live by something, then you do it every day. Maybe it's your life's motto. What are some things that you live by, Gabe?
Something that I live by. Well, I think it's important to accept people for who they are and not judge them just based on how they look. I think that's something important, a good rule to live by. Don't judge a book by its cover. What's another rule that you could live by?
Well, I try to live by the rules or the standards put forth in the Bible. Mm-hmm. I think that it's filled with really wonderful things and really good guidance on how we should be living our lives.
Okay, so those are also very important. Great things to live by, to live our lives by. So here we're talking about 16 habits that you can live by. They can help in your life. And we read, philosopher Aristotle once said, good habits formed at youth make all the difference. Well, Carolyn, what's a philosopher?
Well, a philosopher is a word from our word bank. It's a person who studies something very closely and they try to explain big questions about life or religion.
That's right, or the meaning of life, why we're here. Philosophy is the study of these things, and Aristotle is indeed a very famous philosopher from the past. When I think about philosophers, I think about Greek philosophers like Plato. Or here we're learning about Aristotle. And if you are interested in something like this, then maybe you are taking a philosophy class. Did you ever take philosophy classes, Carolyn?
I did not have to take a philosophy class, mm-hmm. but I took a class that was in the category of philosophy.
Okay.
It was an ethics class.
Okay, all right. Well, again, those kinds of classes deal with the meaning of life and things like that. So I enjoy philosophy, although I'm not very good at it. And this is a very famous philosopher. He said, good habits formed at youth make all the difference. Well, Liz also makes a difference in our life here at Studio Classroom. Let's learn with her now.
Hi there, friends. Welcome to the Grammar Gym. My name is Liz. In our article today, the writer mentions, good habits formed at youth make all the difference. That's our grammar tip sentence. Notice the phrase, to make all the difference. It means to be the most important thing in bringing a result. So, going back to today's sentence, what it means is the kind of result a person gets depends on whether good habits were formed at youth or not. This phrase, makes all the difference, is a great one to use to describe how important a certain thing is in getting a certain result. For example, using pure cocoa powder to make this chocolate cake makes all the difference. Or, making a good first impression when you walk into the interview makes all the difference. So give this phrase a try. Think of something that is absolutely important to have in order to achieve a certain result and practice using this phrase. And if you'd like to see some more example sentences, then check out today's grammar tip section in your magazine. That's it for today. This is Liz from the Grammar Gym. See you next time.
Thank you, Liz. Having good grammar in the English language can make all the difference. Well, continuing in our article, it's true that the habits we form early usually stay with us. So if you learn to do something good at a young age, it can stay with you through the rest of your life.
That's right. For better or for worse. That means if you form bad habits early on, they might stick with you. So it's good to form good habits early on. But here we read, it is never too late to learn new ones. It's never too late to learn new good habits. That reminds me of the phrase, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. That means some people assume that the older you are, you can't learn new things. Do you think that's true, Carolyn?
Well, it can be more difficult as mm-hmm. you get older to learn something new, but it is not impossible.
That's right.
Especially in our modern age today, where technology is constantly changing, I know plenty of people like our boss, Doris Brohm, who is able to keep up with technology better than I am.
Well, it's true. She is very sharp, and that's something that she can do very well. I think it's important to try to stay up with the times. Well, let's get started learning about these habits. The first habit here, habits worth developing. Number one, establish a daily schedule. And before we talk about this more, let's look at that word from our word bank. Your schedule, that is your plans for the day or for the week or the month, your schedule.
That's right. So I like to keep track of what things I need to do and when. You could make a to-do list as part of your schedule, and you can schedule things into your list.
Ah, very nice. Mm-hmm. So this word can also be a verb. You can schedule something onto your schedule. Well, what are we reading about this? It's easier to face the day if you know what to expect. So, plus, new habits are easier to follow if they are part of your normal day. Well, what kinds of things can you follow in life? You might want to follow good habits.
That's right. So, we have another good habit for you to learn. Number 2, eat breakfast. Gabe, do you eat breakfast?
Yes, most of the time, Carolyn.
Well, it is a good habit to have, and we read why. Breakfast provides the fuel your body needs to get started each day. So if you're not eating breakfast, you're not going to have enough energy to get started with your day.
It's true, and you may think that only cars use fuel. Fuel is from our word bank, and actually here it's used in kind of a fun way. It basically means energy for your body. Of course, usually you use it to talk about filling up your gas with fuel or something like that.
But here it's just talking about food. Food is fuel for your body, and gas is fuel for your car. It gives it energy to go.
It's true. All right. Well, breakfast is the most important meal of the day. And of course, it's also very important for us to spend time with Michelle every day. Let's do that now.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Michelle。今天文章的第一个重点，我们看 philosopher 这个名词 ，phil 这个字根是指爱，也就是一种形而上的事物，所以 philosopher 是指哲学家。例如 ，Einstein was not only a scientist, he was also a philosopher。爱因斯坦不仅是一位科学家，也是一位哲学家。如果是哲学的话，就是 philosophy，philosophy。例如 ,Professor Huang is a specialist in Chinese philosophy. 黄教授是中国哲学的专家。继续我们看的是 fuel 这个名词。fuel 是指燃料。例如 ,the car is low in fuel. 这部车的汽油剩很少了。或者是 ,the old truck consumes a lot of fuel. 这部老卡车很耗油。fuel 也可以当动词，意思是供应燃料或者是激发。例如 ,the train is fueled by coal.这台火车是用煤炭当燃料的，或者是 Ted's repetitive tardiness fueled the boss's anger. Ted 一再的迟到激发了老板的怒气。
Our lesson today is good habits to have. And so far we've discussed just a few good habits. We read in the beginning of our article that philosopher Aristotle said that good habits formed at youth make all the difference. And so far we've talked about the habits of establishing a daily schedule and eating breakfast to give your body the fuel it needs to get through the day. Well, we have a few more habits that we're going to learn about today, so let's get started with the next part of our reading.
Good habits to have. Number 3. Drink lots of water. Water is good for your skin and helps you lose weight. Number 4. Exercise.It provides energy, reduces stress, and keeps you healthy. But the key to making this a lasting habit is finding an exercise you enjoy. Number 5. Practice cleanliness. Make sure your hands, teeth, hair, body, and clothes are clean. This habit will help you feel better and prevent disease. Number 6. Take time for your appearance.People judge you based on the way you look. Before you leave the house, take a few minutes to be sure you look your best.
Oh, hello, everyone. Yes, it is very important to take care of your appearance. It's good to look good on the outside as well as on the inside. Well, let's go back to the beginning of this section. We're learning about point number 3 here, and that is drink lots of water. Is that a good habit to have?
It is a good habit because water is good for your skin and helps you lose weight. So if you're drinking lots of sugary drinks, sodas, juices, those can make you gain weight, but water will help you lose it, and it's good for your skin.
That's right. Okay, so drink plenty of water. Number 4, exercise. Well, that's just one word. Exercise. It's very important to exercise.
That's right, and we see why. It provides energy, reduces stress, and keeps you healthy. Well, these seem like some pretty good reasons to start exercising.
Well, I think so too. Nobody likes to be stressed out about anything. And if you exercise and laugh a lot, that will keep you healthy. Actually, some people think that laughing is kind of a form of exercise. Now we read here, but the key to making this a lasting habit is finding an exercise you enjoy. All right, well, what is an exercise that you enjoy? Do you enjoy any form of exercise, Carolyn?
Well, I don't really like running too much, but I need to run more. I do enjoy doing push-ups, though, Gabe.
Oh, you do push-ups?
Yes.
Excellent. Push-ups are very good. I also enjoy doing push-ups. I like playing badminton. I love going swimming. And like Carolyn, I don't really enjoy running or jogging that much, but I do some push-ups. Do you do push-ups on a regular basis?
I do push-ups every other day.
Oh, very nice. So it's good to exercise. It's good to exercise regularly, okay? Find something that you enjoy doing. All right, what's our next tip here, Carolyn?
It is our 5th tip for the day. Practice cleanliness. So, be clean. Make sure your hands, teeth, hair, body, and clothes are clean. Well, that's some pretty good advice, right, Gabe?
Well, it's true, because it's good to be clean, okay? You will like yourself more, other people will like you more. And cleanliness, actually, if you practice cleanliness, there's a phrase that it says, cleanliness is next to godliness. So they go together. If you want to be a good person on the inside, it will show itself by you being clean on the outside.
That's right. And we read, this habit will help you feel better and prevent disease. So you'll feel better because you will be clean, and it also helps prevent disease, which is from our word bank. Mm-hmm. What does that mean, Gabe?
Oh man, a dis-ease, some kind of discomfort, something bad that happens to your body. Of course, if you get a cold, that's a common kind of disease, or maybe even the common flu, something that a lot of people get every year. But then, of course, there are more serious diseases like cancer or AIDS, all kinds of diseases.
That's right. So it's a type of illness that affects your body. You don't feel very well, but you can prevent disease by taking better care of yourself, by making sure that you stay clean, wash your hands before you eat, brush your teeth. Those are all very good ways to do that. Well, right now it is time for us to remain in the good habit of learning something with Steve and Ken in the Information Cloud.
The author of today's lesson uses a special format to present her information. She uses a listicle.
Listicle is something of a new word. It's actually a blend of the words list and article.
Now, most often seen on blogs and in magazines, listicles are articles made up of a list of facts, tips, examples, or quotations based around a common theme. This lesson's theme, developing habits for a better life.
People love listicles because they're quick to read and easy to digest. This makes them great for readers who are too busy to read lengthy articles or readers who have short attention spans.
Well, if readers love listicles, publishers love them even more. They know if they include a listicle, on the magazine's cover, sales will go up.
I'm sure you've all seen listicles vying for your attention at the local grocery store. 5 worst foods to eat before bedtime, or 10 ways to lose 5 pounds in a week.
Of course, Studio Classroom isn't opposed to making listicles of its own. Last week's travel feature was a listicle, and later this month, we'll see another listicle based around the theme of being thankful.
今天这一课介绍让我们拥有好生活的16种习惯。注意这篇文章的排版方式，整篇文章是以条列式的说明排版，那这种文章叫做 listicle。 listicle 其实是由 list 跟 article 所结合成的一个字，字面上是目录式的文章。其实所谓的文章只是一个带有叙述的清单，上面列举出不同的重点。那在忙碌的工商社会， listicle 是很受没有时间阅读的人的青睐，但如果你要的是深入的报道，Listicle 恐怕会让你失望。这就是今天的 InfoCloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thank you, gentlemen. Well, we are enjoying a good listicle today. Let's take a look at number 6, the 6th habit listed here. Take time for your appearance. That's very important. That's what I was doing at the beginning of this section, just checking myself out on my smartphone and the camera.That is in there. Now, it's good to take time for your appearance.
Yes, it is, because people judge you based on the way you look. A lot of times we say that you shouldn't judge a book by its cover. It's not about the outside appearance, but people do judge you based on your appearance. So, before you leave the house, take a few minutes to be sure you look your best.
And I think that's probably why a lot of houses havebig mirrors right next to the front door. You can check yourself out the last minute before you leave to make sure everything is okay. Well, right now it's time for us to continue learning with Michelle in the Language Lab.
Okay, 接下来我们看的是 disease 这个名词。注意它第一个 S 发子的音，第二个 S 发死的音，念成 disease。Disease 是指疾病。例如 ,luckily, this highly contagious disease can be cured by medication. 很幸运地，这个高度传染性的疾病可以用药物医治。或者是 ,scientists have found a strong connection between being overweight and heart disease. 科学家发现过重与心脏疾病之间强烈的关联性。最后我们看的是第六小点里面的 appearance 这个名词。我们看到这个字里面有 appear 出现这个动词，所以 appearance 可以指外表。例如 ,Chelsea really cares about her appearance. She spends at least 2 hours grooming every day. Chelsea 很在乎自己的外表，她每天至少花2个小时来打扮自己。Appearance 也指出现，例如 ,the singer's appearance caused a commotion. 这位歌手的出现造成了轰动。Okay, get ready to learn more from our teachers.
I am tired. Well, today we learned about some many good habits, and one of them was to exercise. So Carolyn told me maybe I should start practicing with a jump rope. And I did that a couple of times, but it is tiring, Carolyn.
Well, exercise is very tiring. It's supposed to get your body moving. Gabe, you know, another tip we learned today was to drink lots of water. So maybe you need some water.
Oh, hey, you have some water right here. Carolyn, you're always thinking ahead.
Well, you know, another good habit to have is to always be prepared.
That is a good habit to have. Be prepared for whatever you are about to do.Well, it's time for us to say goodbye for today. But of course, we hope you come back next time right here at Studio Classroom for more about good habits.
See you then.
I am so proud to have you in my life, a good friend. Last a lifetime.